We're continuing our reading in Exodus chapter 18 this morning. Our chapter today presents a direct contrast with what John read last Sunday. Here we find another leader of a neighboring country, a Gentile, but this one isn't seeking to destroy Israel as the Amalekites were, but rather he seeks to come and to bless Israel. Here's a man who looks at the world and sees what God is doing and perceives that unique and wonderful redemption that God has accomplished for his people in bringing them out of Egypt. He is a man who can see the world and understand that God's at work. And of course, the person that we're reading about this morning is Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. A reunion takes place in this chapter. Apparently, at some point, Moses had sent his wife and his two sons back to Midian. Maybe in the midst of all the plagues and the threats against Moses, he thought it was safer to send them back. But they reunite at what is called here the Mountain of God. It's Mount Sinai, sometimes called Mount Horeb. And it's here that God had called Moses out of the burning bush, as you recall. And here we now find Israel camping and worshiping at the foot of the mountain. And they're fulfilling the promise that God had made to Moses so many years before, that he would bring out his people out of Egypt. Water had been provided from the rock right there in that vicinity. The Amalekites had been defeated. The law of God is going to be given shortly. This was a special place. And as Moses recounts all the things that God had done to his father-in-law, Jethro rejoices over God's gracious goodness. And this faith that this Gentile has really puts the people of Israel to shame, doesn't it? The ones who had doubted and grumbled about God's provision. But there's even more, because this Gentile king, and he is called the priest of Midian, but is king as well. This king of Midian gives Moses some good advice on how to lead the Israelites. He observes what Moses is doing one day, and he says, "Moses, what you're doing is not good. You're not able to do this all by yourself." Moses was physically unable, time-wise and just strength-wise, to mediate all of the problems between people, to make judgments, to give them direction. Imagine sitting all day and having people come up to you and say, "I've got a problem," and you had to fix it. Well, Jethro's advice is to divide up the people into smaller and smaller groups and to appoint godly assistants. Moses was to teach, and these men of integrity and virtue were to rule and to judge. Well, the Old Testament church couldn't function effectively or properly without being led by men of sound judgment. Well, that's true of the church today as well. The Word of God needs to be taught. God's people need to be led and disciplined. And it's only then that holiness and righteousness will prevail in the church. We're going to read the 18th chapter of the book of Exodus. Hear now the word of the Lord. Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. Now Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, had taken Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her home, along with her two sons. The name of the one was Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." And the name of the other, Eliezer, for he said, "The God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh." Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was encamped at the mountain of God. And when he sent word to Moses, "I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her," Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare and went into the tent. Then Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that had come upon them in the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the good that the Lord had done to Israel, in that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh and has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, because in this affair they dealt arrogantly with the people. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and sacrifices to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. The next day, Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, 'What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone, and all the people stand around you from morning till evening?' And Moses said to his father-in-law, 'Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, and I decide between one person and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and his laws.' Moses' father-in-law said to him, 'What you are doing is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to do it alone. Now obey my voice. I will give you advice, and God be with you. You shall represent the people before God and bring their cases to God. And you shall warn them about the statutes and the laws and make them know the way in which they must walk and what they must do. Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, and let them judge the people at all times. Every great matter they shall bring to you, but any small matter they shall decide themselves, so it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, God will direct you. You will be able to endure, and all this people also will go to their place in peace.' So Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. And they judged the people at all times. Any hard case they brought to Moses, but any small matter they decided themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went away to his own country." Thus far, the reading of God's word.